Next weekend marks the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and today we have a look back at the life of that day's first officially recorded victim. Michael Judge was a chaplain to the New York Fire Department. When the planes hit the World Trade Center, he ran into the building with the firemen he served. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Judge was a gregarious man, wholly devoted to God, a man whom many considered a saint.
Father Michael Judge loved to be where the action is. Once, when he was a young priest in New Jersey, he heard that a man had locked himself in the attic of his home and was threatening to shoot his wife and baby. Soon after, his friend and fellow Franciscan friar, Michael Duffy, arrived at the scene. There were police cars, fire trucks, TV crews, and a figure climbing up the ladder to the attic.
Who's on the ladder? Father Michael Judge, and in his habit.
The priest, in his long brown robe and sandals, climbed in the window and disappeared.
Waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, sweating bullets. The next thing you know, the front door opens, and out comes the wife holding the baby, the man with the gun, and Michael Judge with his arm around him.
So it was no surprise when Judge moved to the Priory across the street from one of New York City's busiest fire stations, the one at West 31st Street. He became a department chaplain in 1992. Craig Monahan, a retired fireman, remembers Judge as a strapping guy with big hands and thick white hair.
Oh, he had a deep voice, like a man's man. You know, I could picture him chopping down a door with an axe. He would love to do that, too. He'd love to get in on the drills and practice with the Halligans, swinging it, you know, breaking the door or something. He fit right in, you know.
But spend any time with him, says retired fireman Jimmy Boyle, and you saw his spiritual side as well.
When he said Mass in the firehouse, I always felt when he got to the Eucharist, that he just transformed himself. He became like Christ. I mean, he was just so pious.
Boyle says in any kind of emergency, Michael Judge was a first responder. He rushed to the crash site of TWA Flight 800, to countless buildings on fire, and to hospital burn units, which is where Vina Drennan met him in 1994. Her husband had been severely burned the night before. Judge sat with her virtually every day, sometimes for hours, while her husband lingered.
In 40 days, he was always there. And when he prayed over John's burned body, you felt you had a chance that God would listen anyway. You felt like the words were just like flying right up.
For years after her husband died, Judge called just about every day. Drennan wasn't alone. Each night, the priest would have maybe 30 messages on his phone, which he'd return before going to sleep.
Everybody called him. You know, can you baptize my baby? Can you do this? And I'd say to him, like, Michael, Jesus didn't have an answering machine. Just disconnect it, you know.
Judge was a tornado of comfort, dispensing clothes and dollar bills to the homeless, ministering to AIDS patients, spending hours with those suffering from addiction, something he knew well. He was a recovering alcoholic himself, 23 years sober. He was also a celibate gay man in the priesthood, something he revealed only to a select few. Brendan Fay, a gay activist who co-produced a documentary about Michael Judge, says Judge's struggles drew people to him.
Michael sort of like weaved his way in and out of groups that wouldn't be caught near each other.
Republican and Democratic politicians, conservative and liberal Catholics, stockbrokers and street people all claimed him as a friend. One reason, Fay says, is that even in the dark hour, Judge could make life a celebration.
His mother always reminded him, you know, you can't go wrong with a song. When you don't know what to do, sing.
But you Johnny passed here about an hour ago with the girl named Nellie Bly.
Friends say Judge had a fierce conviction that all would be well. Still, in the last few months of his life, they noticed a shadow come over him.
He knew he was going to die. He knew something was coming down. He'd said to me two different times, Chrissy, the Lord's going to be coming for me.
Father Christopher Keenan was a fellow Franciscan who took over the chaplaincy after 9/11. Keenan says he received what seemed like a farewell note a few days before the terrorist attack. And at a mass at the firehouse on September 10th, Michael Judge reminded the men that in the midst of danger, God is near.
It's fantastic how I can sometimes begin a day and go through a day, but not realize that everything that happens, every single thing that happens, is somehow within the divine plan.
Keenan says Judge did not want to grow old.
A couple times he said to me, Chrissy, if I have to go to our infirmary, take me to the roof outside your room and shoot me. Because he wanted to die with his boots on, with his sandals on, and that he did.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, Michael Judge rushed with some off-duty firemen to the World Trade Center, which had just been hit. Tom Von Essen, who was then commissioner of the New York Fire Department, saw him in the North Tower.
And he looked really concerned. We didn't talk. We always talked and we always fooled around. But we didn't that morning.
As it happened, French documentary filmmakers were inside the North Tower. Their camera captured some of the last moments of Michael Judge's life. In the film, says his friend, Father Michael Duffy, you can see the priest standing by the plate glass window, watching the bodies fall on the patio outside.
And if you look closely at that film, you'll see his lips moving. Now, for those of us who know him, he wasn't one that talked to himself. He was praying and absolving people as they fell to their death.
Moments later, the South Tower collapsed. The force of the explosion shattered the windows and flung the priest across the lobby. In the darkness, some firemen stumbled over a body. "It's Father Mike," they yelled. They lifted his limp body and gently placed him in a chair. As they carried him outside, a photographer snapped the iconic picture. Tom Von Essen says there were a lot of heroes that day. Michael Judge was one.
You're expected to do certain things as a police officer, as a firefighter, as a soldier. You're expected to do certain things as a priest. But then there's the guy that takes it to the next level. Well, that was him.
343 firemen died that day. Craig Monahan, who barely survived, says it's fitting the way Father Michael died.
I think he wouldn't have had it any other way. I mean, it was as if he took the lead of all those angels, you know, right through heaven's gates, you know. And that's what it seemed like to us. And I guess if any of those guys were confused on their way up, he was there to kind of ease the transition, you know, from this life to the next.
And when his time comes, Monahan says, he expects to see Michael Judge. They'll have a party, he says. Maybe sing a song. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.